Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, for Favor Life, the process of there. I'm so excited to be with you today, especially on today, which is my birthday. So it is a special day, and I'm honored to share it with you and to give you the Word of God as we go further in our process of there, which is a walk of faith. Where we walk by faith and not by sight, we trust God, believe God, and we grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our God, we understand, know God, and get intimate with God in a way that we never could have if we did not have the appetite and the desire to press towards the mark of the place that God has called us, the high calling. And He's calling us to that place, and it's a place that we can never, ever plot out ourselves. It's a place that we can never, ever say within ourselves that we got there on our own, but it's us trusting and relying on the Word of God as we change from line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. And it's an awesome thing because God calls us to something that we would never choose for ourselves, because God always chooses and calls unlikely people to do the work of His will. And as we look and study people in the Bible, seeing their lives, seeing them as individual people, not superhuman Christians, but everyday individuals that God has chosen in a different time, in a different century. And even though they're there and they are human, they don't always make the wisest decisions, and they always don't follow the will and the plan of God. But it does not refute the word or stop the word that God has spoken concerning that person, that tribe, or that nation. That word that God has spoken is undeniable, and it will manifest and come to pass in their life. And we see the evidence of that because we see God, the light of God and the power of God and the reward and the blessing of God being upon them in such a great way that it impacts not only them but the people around them and the nations around them. That let them understand and know that their God reigns, that He's great, that He has all power, and that He has a plan and a purpose that's greater than where they are or their mistakes or their failures. So it's a great thing because God calls us to that place now through the blood of Jesus Christ. He calls us there, and we watch the demonstration of God's power in our life being manifested. We've been looking at, as I said before, people in the Bible. We've been talking about the process, been talking about being persevering through trouble and hardness and the heart and the mindset that it takes to move to the next place and the next dimension in God, to even allow growth to happen, because we understand that growth does not occur just because we want it. We have to go through a process, even for spiritual growth. And that process is allowing trials and tribulations to hit our lives, things that press us, that our faith muscles grow, that our overcoming testimony, which is tried, and that testimony that is tried is the thing that proves us, proves who we are in God, proves the God that we serve, proves the word that we stand on. It proves even the character of which we now say that we believe that is inside of us, because it takes our will and it makes our will die that His will might be done in us. And that is not easy and it is not fun. But the glory of God that will be revealed is greater, and it means more than this present place of pain, this present place of being pressed, this present place of being on the backside of the mountain, so to speak. God allows that place to refine us, and as we are refined, we go through a process where we're adding to ourselves and becoming more and more like Him. So it's a marvelous, marvelous thing. We've been looking at the book of Daniel, if you've been listening, and we've been looking at the place of Daniel, the position of Daniel, and Daniel 9 and Daniel 10, chapter 10. And we said briefly that God chooses people to do something for Him or for the benefit of others that's going to cost. Because Daniel had, in the book of Daniel 9, chapter 1, we see that he was in this place where he was under the reign of Darius, who was the Babylonian king. And he was there, and he began to go to God about the word He spoke concerning the children of Israel out of the mouth of Jeremiah the prophet. He went to the word about the word that He spoke. And we understand that there are events that God will set up, and these events are going to happen, but He will have individuals that will intercede, that will call on His name, that will stand in the gap, that will be obedient unto Him. And their voice, their cry, their obedience, their trust will change and alter something that will bless not only them but the generations or the nations that are connected to them. And we see this here. We see it in the book in the book of Daniel, because they're now at the place of being in the 67th year of being in desolation. And desolation, that place is a place of barrenness. It's a place of misery. It is a place where you're not producing what you're supposed to in the spirit realm or the natural. It is a place where you feel isolated and alone. So here they are in this place, and they are captives of Babylonian and the Babylonian kingdom. And they were a strong nation, a nation that could not be defeated. If you look at their track record, God was always with them and for them. And even when a nation won against them because of sin, God always turned the tables in their favor. But because of their own disobedience, because they would not adhere to the things of God and would not acknowledge God or follow him or obey him, God allowed captivity to come on them for 70 years. They're here at this place of 67 years. And so not only do they have a mindset, but Daniel has a mindset of people who are not ready for the transition because they feel abandoned, they feel alone, they feel barren, they feel like God has forgotten them. They have a nation that believes that they cannot now go or leave the place of their captivity because they've captured them. So Daniel was called to intercede not only for wisdom and understanding of what God is doing and that God will do what he said, but he's interceding also for the mindset of the people and the atmosphere that shifts and commands a spiritual release to happen, that which was done, that the enemy that is over them now will become will be under their feet. And that when the 70 years has come, 70 means restoration for Israel, when that year comes, the people of God need to be in a place where they're able to receive what God is saying, and they need to do it before they get to the 70 years. They need to be in a place of expectation. They need to be in a place of trusting and believing and begin to decree the word of God regardless of the situation that they're in. And I'm saying that because many times we're in a place or position that doesn't look like God is with us, that we're in a barren place. But do not look at where you're at. Go to the word about what the word has said, about what God has said concerning you, about what he's going to do in your life, about how things are changing, and begin to decree an atmosphere change, that the system that is set against you, that the enemy that has set a system, a demonic system against you, that now the prophetic voice and the prophetic drive of God will begin to go in and alter that situation, that atmosphere, that the glory of God will go in and replace. Go in and build up, go in and command restoration over the area that looks like it's not in your favor. Because even in the time frame of the Babylon, that the Babylonians had power over Israelites, there was a strategic time frame that they had in power. There are times where God only allows something to happen in your life for a certain amount of time. And when that time is up, it's time for your release. But you've got to be in the posture, in the mindset, in the spirit, and in the natural of being released. You cannot miss your opportunity because your mind is still in a place of barrenness, of depression, of misery, because your spirit is not connected to God, that you haven't been talking to him and giving him the word. You've been giving him your complaint and the situation and how you feel and how it looks like the enemy's won over you, that you've lost that victory or some victories in your life and it doesn't look like what God is saying. Go back and get the word, because God cannot lie and he cannot fail. If he said you're blessed, then you are blessed. If he said you're an overcomer, then you are an overcomer. If he said that you are healed, then you are healed. And you need to start conducing that atmosphere, making it bow to the authority of God, that system that is trying to work in your life outside of the system of the spirit realm, that is trying to speak and testify against the will of God and act as if it has exalted itself against the knowledge of God. You need to go get your weapons of warfare on. Get on your whole armor, begin to use your whole armor, and tear down everything that will try to exalt itself. Because God's kingdom and God's reign is greater. And when we operate and live in the kingdom of God, we operate living knowing that the power of God's kingdom, the blessing of God's kingdom, the release of God's kingdom is on our life. That we're not operating on the system or the kingdom of this world, but the kingdom of our God. We're commanding proclaiming that which is in eternity around the throne of God to be done in the earth, manifested in the earth, seen in the earth through us. So we don't seek after the world's way. We seek after God's way, knowing that he's in control. And as we pray and allow his kingdom, his will to be done in our lives, we release God's power, God's authority to change it, to move it in our favor. It doesn't matter how long you've been in it. What is the word saying about your situation? What is God saying about your situation? What is God getting ready to do in your life? And you've got to be in the right position, posture for that. You cannot allow time, circumstances, or even the enemy to dictate to you the word of God. You have been empowered and called and commanded to be an overcomer, not in the life to come only, but in this life, because he's already conquered. He's already triumphed. We're walking in that which is already done. This victory is already ours. So if it's already ours, we now stand in faith knowing that as we begin to pray, decree, declare, and even allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what we need to know in the spirit realm, praying in faith, praying, everything that we do must be by faith. It's not by works that we're doing this. We're not just speaking words out of routine. Daniel earnestly went in the spirit realm. He touched God with his spirit. His spirit commanded something to happen. And when that happened, the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, showed up and he said, God heard you. And then he says, you're blessed and loved of God and favored, special to God. He let him know his position, because the enemy would try to make you feel as if you are not in a position that God is hearing you because of the weight, because of the time, because of what's happened. But you better go back and remember this, that because you belong to God through the blood of Jesus Christ, he hears your cry and your prayer, that you're not far away from God. He's not angry with you. You're not an enemy of God. You're a friend of God. And now, because of that, you're acceptable, and you're heir and joint heir in Christ Jesus. You belong to him. So he's going to hear you when you cry, when you pray, when you do it by faith, he's going to respond. When you give him back his word, he's going to respond. And even though it's delayed, because sometimes there's some things in our life that are delayed, there is principalities and powers that are fighting you. There are things that are working against you. There is an enemy and an adversary that does not want you to win. And if you look at the 10th chapter in that same book, you'll see that the angel tells Daniel, he says, I had to fight through the prince of Persia. There was something over this atmosphere that held me up, and Michael had to come and help me, and I'm going to fight my way back through two kingdoms to get back again. That's letting you know that your prayers avail, and they are heavy in the spirit realm, and because you are calling on God by faith and decreeing by faith, you have an adversary that does not want to make the change of the system. He does not want the system or the demonic force of his world to be destroyed, to be torn down, to be replaced. So if you're praying in the spirit and you're commanding God's will, God's kingdom, God's release, God's love, God's blessing, his salvation to be in that atmosphere, in that environment, the enemy doesn't want that to happen. But do not give up. Keep pressing, even if it means you've got to go on a fast, because Jesus said there are some things that only come through prayer and fasting. If you've got to take yourself on a fast, be led in the spirit. How to do this fast? Is he calling you to do a day's fast or 3 days fast? Is he calling you to do a 14-day fast or 21-day fast? Whatever he's telling you to do, obey the instructions of the Lord and earnestly by your spirit, by faith, seek after God to get his instructions. What happened with Daniel was this. When the angel came in the 9th chapter and in the 10th chapter, he proclaimed to him, you're getting ready to get understanding, instructions, understanding. That means God was going to release something that was necessary for not only where he was, but where he was going. God wants to release something to you, not only for where you are, but where you're going. He wants to release the instructions, the understanding, so that as you're going to, progressively moving to that place, nothing stops you. You're not tripped up by your feelings or by the enemy or by the circumstance, but you've got the instructions and the understanding that says, God said he's going to do this. And this is what I expect, and this is what I look for, and this is what I decree, and I pray. And I praise God, knowing that it's already done. Wherever you are in your life, Do not let the enemy make you feel that God is abandoning you. You are not in isolation. God is turning your mourning into dancing. He's taking off those sackcloths, those ashes. He's taking them off, and he's giving you joy. So I encourage you in the Lord, do not be dismayed. God is not mocked. Whatever he said will manifest in your life. I pray that you have been encouraged in this 15 minutes of empowerment. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Be blessed. Thank you for being with me on my birthday. And we celebrate the God that has called greater things to happen in my life and yours. Be blessed in Jesus' name.